Yeah, I got a story like about crazy people.
Okay, on crazy people on drugs or just crazy people?
Crazy people, like in mental hospitals.
Oh, okay, yeah, this will be fun. Go ahead.
Well, when I was younger, my mom used to work for an ambulance service, and sometimes they would take people to Topeka, to the hospital. And when they would get done eating, they would always go to this place and eat that was right across the street from the Topeka State Hospital. Well, she took me and my brother there one time, and she didn't tell us, you know, why she was taking us there. She took us there to eat. And I guess, like, the people in Topeka State who weren't, like, dangerous and a threat to anybody, they would give them, like, day passes and they could leave the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So they would go across the street to this place. I think it was, like, a Hardee's or something, and they would eat there.
Of course it's a Hardee's, yeah.
Yeah. So my mom takes me and my brother there, and we walk in, and we're ordering our food, and we go to sit down. And, like, across from us, there's this woman talking to this chair. She had her coat across from her sitting on the back of this chair.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds really fun. Oh, yeah, we could really do that. And she's, like, carrying on this conversation by herself. And me and my brother are, like, looking at each other, and my mom's not saying nothing, you know, and we look over at this other guy, and he's like, boom, 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 get down. Oh, my God, it's okay. Oh, here he comes. He's got a gun. He's, like in Vietnam or something, having,
jeez,
like, flashbacks, and he's, like, wigging out. And there's, like, all these crazy people around us. And I'm like, Mom, what is wrong with these people? And she's like, oh, they're from the mental hospital. I'm like, the mental hospital? I'm like, they let these people out? And she's like, oh, yeah, honey, they're not dangerous. She would take people that had just started, like, got their EMT license. They would always take them there to, like, initiate them. And
yeah,
they would not say nothing and then just watch their expressions when these people are, like, going nuts around them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be fun to work at a Hardee's near a mental hospital.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it'd be very fun. Like, someday they, like, wig out and kill everybody.
Start throwing pieces of chicken.
Yeah, really.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
See you. Hey, you got something?
Yeah. Have you been watching Days of Our Lives lately?
I have not.
You haven't?
Uh-uh. I'm kind of burned out on it.
Yeah.
The eye patch guy got on the show, and I got lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so you don't know that Sammy is pregnant?
I didn't. Who's the father?
Well, it's either Lucas,
uh-huh,
or EJ.
EJ?
Yeah, because you didn't see when Lucas and Sammy took refuge from a storm in this rustic cabin.
No, I missed that part. When they reconciled for a night or something?
Yeah. Well, no, because Lucas was wanting to get back with Sammy, and so they were going to go on this ski trip or whatever, and then there was a big storm, the car got stuck. They were in this rustic cabin, and a beam, after they had made love.
they made love. That's a classic Days of Our Lives.
Yes,
in there.
And
okay.
A beam fell on Lucas and pinned him in the snow. And so she ran to find help, and she flagged this car down. And this is after EJ shot John. You know EJ shot John, right?
I knew John was in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
EJ shot John, and he's so now John's in a coma in the hospital. And so that night that happened, Sammy was running out to find somebody, and she flagged this car down, and it was, sure enough, it was EJ. And so EJ was like, I'll help you if you help me. And so, of course, Sammy had to give herself up to EJ.
Yeah.
For him to help, because he wants to plant the Damaris seed.
So you're saying...
Yeah.
Nice. Is anybody possessed right now?
Is anybody possessed? No, except for Marlena's been hearing John. And, of course, every time John's like, Marlena! Yeah, so...
John and Marlena are the only reason why that show is worthwhile.
Yeah, you should see it because she's doing the whole, oh, John! Oh,
yeah, they're gross.
Oh, he's dying!
She hasn't made out with his comatose body yet, has she?
No, but she's laid with it in bed. And-